The wind is not going through his hair today, though. Monty Rothenberger from the YPD. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You knew I was going to bring up the hair. You finally got the haircut.
I did.
It's got to feel really, really different.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need your stocking cap some days. There's not much insulation up there.
That must have been a 2-pound loss for you when you finally got that mop cut.
Yeah, it was a full Walmart bag full of hair.
You took it home?
No, I shaved it in my garage and picked it up.
Did it yourself?
Yeah. I don't miss a spot when I do it myself.
Monty is, well, a number of things. He is assistant chief of police in Yankton. Wait a minute. Assistant chief or assistant to the chief? Which one?
It depends.
Depends on the day.
Yes.
Probably a little bit of both. Congratulations again on that assistant chief of police designation.
Thank you.
And employee of the year last year for the city of Yankton. These are good days for Monty Rothenberger.
Yes. Can't wait for the next employee of the year next year.
You're going to 2 in a row?
No.
Somebody
else.
That somebody else can take the responsibilities.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The title.
Gotcha. Let me ask how Murphy is as well.
He's doing good.
Murphy's Monty's pup.
Yep.
Monty and Stacy's pup.
Yep. He's super chill. He's chilling.
Growing up.
Better.
Getting mature.
Yep.
I haven't seen him in a while. And I didn't mean to put Murphy in front of Stacy, but everybody in the family's well?
You know, yeah. Everybody's good.
Good.
Dogs come first sometimes.
I got to say, I miss you. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I used to see you a lot. But because of somebody moving, I don't get down in your neighborhood that much anymore. I hope everything's going well in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And actually, sometimes you see me when I don't see you.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking.
The photo at Hy-Vee.
Well, that was me seeing you when you didn't see me.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. The way you said it, it's like you are setting up outside my house.
No.
Surveillance, yes. Or something.
The other way around.
It was, yeah. I saw you on a bench at Hy-Vee and you looked sad.
I was waiting for my wife.
Okay. Yep. Outside.
Yes.
All right. Yep. It was just interesting. So a couple of things I want to talk about today, but let's get to what was first on your agenda. Fraud.
Yes.
And texting.
Yes. A lot of scam texts with links. Don't open those up. Just ignore them. Calls from fraudulent law enforcement. We're not calling about money. We're not asking for money for warrants. All that good stuff.
Do you get these texts too?
I haven't.
I got one yesterday. Yet.
You didn't fall for it, right?
No.
All right,
it was, but I can see people falling for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because all you got to do is just touch the link.
Yep.
And if you touch the link, you're probably going to lose some money.
Yeah, not good.
And so I just deleted it.
Nice work.
Can always do that. You can always hang up. You can always delete. And if it's legit, I suppose they'll keep trying to get a hold of you.
That's right. No gift cards. Don't buy gift cards.
Never buy gift cards.
Yep. Don't fall for those scams online either. So
it's sad when people, especially people that are vulnerable, maybe elderly,
yep,
lose money.
Yep.
And I'd love to get my hands on them.
That'd be,
I don't mean
right,
to go to a dark place on Heroes here, but I'd love to get my hands on them.
I wish the tables would turn, yes.
So beware and call you guys if people are ever suspicious about something. You've got time to talk.
Yep. That's what we're here for.
I should mention that Crime Stoppers is a way you can go to if you want to remain anonymous, right?
That is correct.
Monty Rothenberger, Assistant Chief of Police in Yankton, is in on Heroes. I want to talk to you about speed limits on Penina. It's hard.
It is. 30.
It's so hard.
It is.
Now, yep. I have family that lives down there, so I'm down there a lot. Trailhead's going to be a major thing. We're going to be over there a lot. Every time I hit Penina, I go, okay, slow down. And then I look down, and I'm still at 7 miles to 8 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, it's tough. It was a change when they did that. But
what did it used to be?
I think it was, I want to say it was 35, and then I thought it was 40 as you got further north, but it's been a while.
What are you seeing on Penina? Are people slowing down? Are you handing out tickets? What's the situation?
You know, a handful of tickets a month out there. I mean, as the school opens, it'll definitely be more patrolled because we hit those school areas when school's opening and closing, so...
I confessed afoot that about a month ago, I was on Penina, and I said, oh, I better slow down because I'm on Penina. And I wasn't really looking. I felt like I was going slow. I met a state patrol who turned on his lights and turned them off, which was his way of saying, hey, I don't want to get on my car. But I looked down. I was going probably 38 and a 30, and I felt like I was, you know.
Was it raining out?
It was really cold.
Oh, okay.
It was really, really cold. So that's got me on extra alert, too. But I'm just saying it's tough. And people are going to need to adhere to that number, with especially when all that traffic gets out there for Trailhead.
Oh, yeah, it'll change things, most definitely.
I want to ask you about something that I'm sure you've dealt with, I see happening all the time. You know, when people got phones, they started recording traffic stops.
Yep.
And you've probably had that happen to you. You yep. approach a car and they start recording. And I mean, you have a body camera.
Yep.
So I guess it's good, you know.
It's oh, yeah.
Recordings are good.
More video, the better. So
it keeps people honest. But here's another thing I'm seeing a lot of now, and I don't know why people do this. Call your supervisor.
Yeah.
Have you run into that?
Yeah, not so much. I mean, when I worked in the Minnehaha County Jail, that came up quite a bit. They always wanted a supervisor if you're enforcing the rules.
What do they think's going to happen?
I don't know. It's just, I have no idea.
They know they're in trouble.
Yep.
You know what? This is what it reminds me of. It's like when a child gets in trouble with their parent and they know they're in trouble, they say, you know what? Call grandma.
Yeah.
Like they think that's going to help us. And that probably would help. But I think the supervisor, it's going to be worse on them, actually.
Yeah. And we're a small enough department that the supervisor is probably there like more than half the time.
You're talking to him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Yep.
And I say her, and you know why I say her. Tell people why I say that.
Well, we have female supervisors. We have a sergeant, two captains. So
names? Yep.
Captain Sam Bruning, Captain Sarah Farrell, and Sergeant Caitlin Schindler.
Yeah, I wanted to specifically mention them because along with your assistant chief of police, they got those titles too, and that's suiting everybody well?
Yeah, I mean, they're learning their roles. They're doing a good job, and I'm there to help. So
good. Do you expect as spring gets going here and eventually summer, we'll start once again, unfortunately, seeing break-ins on cars and vehicles?
Yeah, if you leave that stuff unlocked, if you have valuables that are in plain view, I mean, we always have a rash of those when the weather gets warm. So lock up your stuff, take in your valuables, and with that comes traffic too. Speeds go up, pedestrians are out, bikes are out, so you need to put down the phones, drive safe, pay attention, and drive the speed limit.
It has been declared by Monty Rothenberger, so now we should have no problems.
I wish it worked that way. I wish.
I've heard people say, yeah, I left my purse in the car, but I locked it. Well, just the purse in the car is the problem.
Yep.
Because glass will be broken for that.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well leave it open then so you don't have to repair the window.
That is correct.
Good to see you again. And hello to all of our friends down there from Foot and everybody else. And hello to Stacy and Murphy. And just good to see you. I love the haircut.
Yeah, good to see you too.